is my family. Amen. We have a relationship that's closer. Amen. Than kinfolk. This is my family. Listen at what the Word of God says. Matthew 12, beginning at verse number 46. Matthew 12, 46 and following. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. In other words, Jesus said, this is my family. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Amen. Amen. This is my family. Be seated in the presence of the Lord, family. Amen. Amen. On this Family and Friends Day, amen, we want to celebrate family. Amen. Amen. We recognize and acknowledge that this is my family. Amen. Amen. As members of the body of Christ, the church, we know that we're members of one another. Amen. For the scripture says, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body. So also is Christ. Now that's 1 Corinthians 12 and verse number 12. You heard that last week. Paul compares the body of Christ to a human body. Each part has a specific function that is necessary to the body as a whole. The parts are different for a purpose, and in their difference, they must work together. But my beloved, despite the differences, all believers have one thing in common, that is faith in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith in Christ. Faith in Christ encourages us to see that spiritual relationships are as binding as physical ones, and that all believers constitute our spiritual family. Amen. Amen. Please know this. Sounds like we talked about that before, didn't we? Know this. Jesus was not denying his responsibility to his earthly family. To the contrary, you who are biblical scholars, you know that on the cross, Jesus looked out and saw John and said to him, behold thy mother. And he looked at his mother and said, woman, behold thy son. Now, that's an interesting passage because you do know that Jesus had some half-brothers and sisters. Amen. But Jesus knew who to trust folk with. Amen. Amen. And they were not bad folk. But Jesus knew who is. Amen. And can be trusted. Amen. In an intimate way. Amen. For if you check out Acts 1 and 14 on the day of Pentecost, that's 1 and 14. Look at it at your own time. Amen. 1 and 14, it tells us that in the upper room, there was Jesus' mother and his brethren. Amen. They were there and they had a relationship. However, John entrusted his mother to John. And could it be because John was the loving disciple? You know, we've heard it said of old, blood is thicker Yeah, y'all go ahead and fill it in. Blood is thicker than water, but grace is thicker than blood. And it's good to know that grace is thicker than blood. Look how Jesus, in verse number 50, described his brothers and sisters. He says in verse 50, "For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." Amen. Which got me to thinking. Amen. Amen. When you're in the family of God, you're like George Foreman. Yeah. Amen. Anybody know about George Foreman? He's got all of his boys, and their first names are George. Amen. Well, if you're in the family of God, your first name is whosoever. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You don't have to be specific. Whosoever. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Jesus says, whosoever. When I understand the enormity of whosoever, hallelujah, I'm able to say, whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father. What Jesus is saying is, whosoever is a family member. Amen. All I need to do is to know that you confess Jesus. Amen. That he is Lord. Amen. 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 You don't have to wear a placard that says, "I am a Christian." No, no. All you need to do is just take a look at Jesus' family. Amen. And his family is whosoever would do the will of my Father, kinfolk. Amen. Jesus says, amen, to be in the family of God, you have to obey the Father. Mm-hmm. You have heard, "You are my friends," Jesus said, "if you do whatsoever I command you." Amen. Jesus said, "I'm moving you, amen, from servants to friends." Mm-hmm. "And I'm going to move you to kinfolk." Amen. When you obey the Father. And a prerequisite for being in the family of God is to obey the will of God. Now, anyone who is a parent, the one thing that you expect from your children is obedience. Amen. You can't be with them all the time. You teach them, you train them, and then you trust them. Say that again. Amen. You teach them, you train them, and then you trust them. Amen. God says that we are to teach, train, and trust. But your trust, amen, is in him. Knowing that he can do exceeding abundantly more than you even have the capacity to even ask or think. Amen. Now, Jesus says, "Now, therefore, whosoever," again, first name, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man. Amen. If you're a whosoever, you must obey the Father which is in heaven. Amen. More than that, if you're in the family of God, the Lord expects that you really understand that there is a reward for your service. Amen. God is a good God. He rewards you for your service. He says in Matthew 10 and verse 42, "And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Amen. When you are generous enough to give as little as a cup of water. And we were talking about giving this morning. Amen. If you're willing to give a cup of water, amen, in the name of a disciple, you will not lose a reward. God says, when you're in the family, I expect you to act like you're in the family. Amen. Family take care of one another. Amen. And that's why it is not necessary to go outside of the family, go into the world to take care of the Lord's business. Let me go ahead and preach. Y'all looking at me. I might as well get y'all straight. It is never necessary for you to take all kinds of things, amen, cake battles, song battles, shoe rallies, 1,500 men in black, 1,000 women in red, to do all those things to take care of the Lord's business. Amen. The Lord knows how to take care of his. Amen. You don't... Go ahead, Pastor. You don't need to have all your children out there on the street with the big old signs and car wash. God will take care of those that are his. You need to know that. You need to be able to trust him in everything. Amen. You see, we say we trust him, but Lord, I got to help you out. Well, I don't need a God I got to help out. Amen. I can do bad by myself. Amen. The God that I serve. When I understand that whatever we need, God has it in the family. Amen. You would be surprised at what you can get from family members if you ask. See, sometimes you don't know what God is capable of doing until you try him. He says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. Oh, I know sometimes it's easy to abdicate your responsibility and let the world take care of it. And I'm always reminded, amen, the Bible says that there was a poor beggar named Lazarus. And he was laid, amen, at the gate of the rich man. My question to you is, who laid him there? I mean, he didn't walk there. The Bible said he was laid there. Amen. Someone who did not understand their responsibility. And so they took whomever he was to them. And I don't know, sometimes, Minister Vanessa, I wonder, could Lazarus have been a pastor? That he's now gotten so old and feeble when he could use a birthday celebration, when he could use some help. Instead of them helping him, they took him and laid him at the rich man's gate. Well, could he have been, as long as we're speculating, could he have been a father or a grandfather that had raised his children, taught them the things of God, but now that he has gotten old and he's not able to provide for them anymore, they have taken their poor father and grandfather and laid him at the rich man's gate. Could it be? Amen. Could it be? Lazarus now could have been a husband that had married a younger woman. And she no longer sees in him the man he used to be. And so since he can't take care of her, amen, she's so busy living it up, turning it on, that she took him and laid him. Could it have been? Well, I don't know. The Bible doesn't say. But it said he was laid at the rich man's gate, amen, desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Amen. I'm only pointing this out because I would have to think Lazarus had family. And if you've got family, your first responsibility, members, is to your family. Amen. As the body of Christ, our first responsibility is to the family here. You are my family. Amen. If there is a need, we in the family can take care of it.
That's right.
Amen. 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 We don't need to beg to help us. Whosoever. Well, there could be another child named whosoever. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself, the Bible says, as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Well, this scripture came about as a result of the disciples wondering who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Let me tell you something. In the family, there are no great family members and lesser family members. We all are members of the same family. And we have the same Father. Amen. And he sees us as his children. And when we understand that one is not greater than the other, but we all are children in his sight. And God loves us. Amen. With an unconditional love. Because we are his family. And God will do all that God needs to do to take care of his family. Are you thinking with me?
That's right.
Amen. And so I'm grateful to the Lord to say, you are my family. Amen. On this Family and Friends Day, we have a relationship that is closer than simply saying brothers and sisters. We literally are brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. That draws us closer than any of the earthly ties that we can have. Oh, yes, I know we belong to certain fraternities and we are brothers. But in this relationship, we are drawn together by the blood of Christ. We are one family joined together in the Lord Jesus Christ. We learn how to humble ourselves. And we seek the best for all of the family members. Amen. Amen. Every family member is not the same. But just as the older brother takes care of the younger sister, so we are held accountable to whom the Lord has given much. Much is required. We look out for the members in this family. Amen. And my question to you is, do you see yourself as a member of the family of God? Can you say to your brother and sister, I love you, and really mean it?
Right.
Amen. Can you say, you are my brother, and you mean it? You are my sister, and mean it. Now, it's easy to say, you are my brother, you are my sister. But what about when my brother needs some help? Amen. If you can't go to a family member and get some help, amen, there's a problem in the family. Amen. We need to join ourselves closer together, seeing who we are in Christ. Have I got a witness? Amen. Amen. The Lord says it is essential that as family members, we turn our back on self-righteous pride. Mm-hmm. And we adopt a realistic self-view. Bible said that we ought not think more highly of ourselves than we ought. As a family member in Christ, all the members have the same relationship. We are members of the same family, and we have the same Heavenly Father. I don't know whether you see your Heavenly Father as being your Heavenly Father, but to me, he is our heavenly Father, and there is only one family, and we all are members of that same family. Hallelujah. When we talk about praising him, collectively we ought to be able to come together and praise him because he is our Father. Amen, amen, amen. In my personal family, our kids were very gracious when I had a birthday. They said, let's do something. Let's take him out for dinner. Of course, let him pay for it, but let's take him out. There ought to be something, amen, that you want to do to glorify your Father. Amen. Even if you let him pick up the tab. Well, he's already, your Heavenly Father has already picked up the tab. Amen. Amen. The scripture says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Amen. He's already picked up the tab. All we need to do is live like we are members of the same body. Amen. Amen. I feel like preaching here. Amen. We need to understand who we are in Christ and whose we are in Christ. When I know that I am a family member in Christ. Amen. And Christ is going to look out for me because he is my elder brother. I need to be able to understand that I am an heir and a joint heir with Christ. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I need to understand that everything that the Lord has belongs to us. It is ours, amen, because we're in the will. Amen. Some of us don't realize who we are and that our name is in the will, but your name is in the will. Amen. Here on earth, amen, you were whosoever, but when you get to heaven, you servant. Hallelujah. But you got the same name. Amen. Whosoever is servant. Amen. When I understand my position in the family, I'm going to work while it is day. The same as my elder brother said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. And it is interesting that Jesus would always say, I'm doing that for my Father. Amen. Whatever he did not do it for himself. Amen. He was on a mission and it came from his Father that he would have many family members. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. One of the things that I want us to see is that God planted a seed and reaped a family. Oh, somebody don't see that. Can I go ahead and let you see it? Amen. The seed was planted on Calvary to draw us into the family of God. It required our loving Heavenly Father to give his Son. And his Son loved us enough to give his life. Have I got a witness? And the Bible said when he got up, amen, it resulted in many brethren. You see, somebody don't understand that. Amen. But let me see if I can give you an illustration. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite scriptures is found in Genesis 45 and 24. This is when the brethren of Joseph had made themselves known to him. Can I go ahead and preach? I feel like it. Amen. They had made themselves known to Joseph. And Joseph remembered all that they had done to him. But Joseph had the heart of a family member. Amen. Joseph said, what you did it for malice. Mm-hmm. But God is using it for good. Amen. But when it came time for the brothers to go back to Israel, back to their father, Joseph had an admonishment for them. And it's found in Genesis 45 and verse number 24. And he said, and see that you fall not out by the way. And you know, when I start thinking about that, why should we not fall out by the way? Well, there are several things we need to think about. Number one, that's right, we need each other. And in this Christian walk, in this life here on terra firma, we need each other. Amen. I don't expect the world to do anything for you, but you ought to be able to go to your family members and they will help you. But number two, not only do we need each other, but we've got a long ways to go. And so while we're on our way to heaven, we need each other. You need the love and relationship of your brothers and your sisters. But the ultimate reason why you ought not to fall out is because you've got a father that's waiting for you. See, some of us don't realize we got a father waiting for us. Have I got a witness? Amen. When Jesus died and brought us into the family, Jesus brought us back on the slave market. Now we're no longer slaves to sin. Oh, I just feel like we're no longer slaves to sin. But what God has done is made us heirs and joint heirs with Christ. He has given us some standing in the family. I don't know whether you recognize who you are in the family of God. Amen. I know that I told you it's his whosoever. But as long as I know that it's not about me at all, that it's all about Christ, I can say whosoever because I'm not calling attention to myself. When I understand that if I stay humble and walk before him, he's able to keep that that has been committed unto him. God is a good God. Worthy to be praised. Do you know him? Have you tried him? Are you in the family of God? Can you look at your brothers and your sisters? And are you able to say, you are my family? I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I can tell you unequivocally, you are my family. And I got a witness. My brothers and my two sisters have gone to be with the Lord, but I still have a family. You are my family. My mother has gone to be with the Lord, but you are my family. My dad, long time ago, went to be with the Lord, but you are my family. I want you to know the only family I have is the spiritual family. My children are also my members. God is a good God, worthy to be praised. Do you know him? Have you tried him? God says, the whosoever's, hell yes, the meek will inherit the earth. If you don't mind being called a whosoever, you don't need to be Amos, but it's all about the Lord. And if the Lord is in your life, thank your Holy Ghost. It puts running in your feet, type it in your hands. If the joy bells are not ringing, you're missing something today. He is a mighty good God. I'm so glad he's my heavenly Father. Ah, yes, and we are his children. I don't care where you are, but in the family of God, you are not the firstborn, because the Bible says Jesus, the matchless Lamb of God, he is my elder brother. The rest of us, we are junior children. But I'm glad that there's now no condemnation to those that are in Christ. I might be the last one to come in the family, but I'm equal to and the same as every other family member. But do you know him? I'm done. Do you know him? Is he in your life? But the question is, do you recognize your familyship, that you are in the family of God, that God is your heavenly Father, and all of these delightful folk are your brothers and sisters. And as a result of that, we have a relationship with one another. You need to see, I need to see, that we have a relationship with each other through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. When I see myself as your brother and I see you as my brother and or my sister, amen, I know that we're in the same family. Same family.
Yeah.
Amen. And the thing that I love about the whosoever, in this family, there's no ethnicity. We all are Christians. In this family, it's not about what you have, it's what about he has. You know, I'm thinking about, this is the anniversary of the alt-right movement in Virginia. How people get caught up in their ethnicity and say that white is right, when the matter of fact is people are right. Amen. Amen. God is right, and we're in the same family. Black folk, white folk, any other folk.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
I'm almost done. But I want you to help yourself. Because we said your name is whosoever. It's not the N word.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now. We don't mind calling each other the N-word, but we get mad when somebody else calls us. Take it a little bit further. I walk upright, and as a result of that, don't call me dog. Amen. When we start respecting ourselves as family members, you're in the body of Christ. You're not the N-word. You're not dog. You're not any of those things. I am a child of the Most High God. I enjoy the rights and privileges that goes along with being in the family. What are those rights and privileges? I'm so glad you asked. That I would be treated fairly. That I would be respected. That good things can come to me. Yeah. You know, it is so amazing, and I'm almost done. It is so amazing that, and all during the VBS, when we have the pledge to the flag, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We can pledge a lie, just like we can tell a lie. But we ought to live out that commitment that we make, that we are one nation under God. We should be indivisible, and this country should be a place where there is liberty, freedom, and justice for all. There is in the family of God. In his family, there is liberty. Well, how do I know? Because of whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. You're free from what folk want you to be in the church. Yeah. This book defines our responsibilities. Amen. This is our constitution. We live by what this book says. If somebody tells you that you need to do something contrary to what this book says, you tell them, I ain't studying about you. Is that what they say? Hallelujah. I ain't studying about you. Amen. He defines in this book what we should do, how we should live. And let me just drop this on you, and I promise I'm done. The only way that you can know what this book says, We shall expand the head.
You got to come by me, but I'll stop by to tell you, Christ is the head. We are the body of Christ. Whether you're arm, a leg, I am the mouthpiece for God. As I close, I got good news for you. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever will could come to him. Are you here? Are you out of the ark of safety? Come, come, come.
If you're not in the family of God, this is a mighty good time to come to the Lord. You don't have to plead your case.